This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
KRDO News Time is 12:01. A change in schedule for President Biden today as he is no longer traveling out west. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has the latest.
President Biden has postponed a trip to Colorado today in order to stay at the White House and participate in national security meetings. The White House says the trip will be rescheduled. He was set to visit CS Wind, the largest wind tower manufacturer in the world, as part of his administration's Investing in America tour. The president was set to highlight his Bidenomics agenda. CS Wind recently announced an expansion of its operations and 850 new jobs that it says was possible by investments from the Inflation Reduction Act the president signed into law last year. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A teenager was hospitalized after smashing through a fence and careening into a mobile home just while joyriding in a stolen car overnight. Officers were called to the area of Astrazon and Shelton around 3 a.m. on Sunday on reports of a reckless driver in that area. As they were responding, another call came in reporting a crash inside the Meadows Mobile Home Park. Police say that when officers got to the scene, they found a chunk of fence missing and a car buttoned up against the mobile home. The driver, a teenage boy, was still on the scene and had sustained pretty serious lacerations in the crash. A police sergeant said he was taken to a hospital for further treatment. And a motorcyclist is dead following a crash last week in Colorado Springs. Police say that the motorcycle was heading east on Airport Road when it collided with a vehicle making a left turn from Sand Creek on Tuesday. The motorcycle rider died at the scene. Investigators don't believe that drugs or alcohol played a role in that crash. The Colorado Springs Police Department investigating a hit-and-run crash that killed a bicycle rider late last week. Officers were called to the 1600 block of East Las Vegas Street just after 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The bicycle rider died after being taken to a local hospital. The police department says the witnesses provided a description of the suspect vehicle, and officers were able to locate that driver. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office has filed former charges against the man accused of killing a parole officer in Colorado Springs. Charges filed Friday against Justin Kula include manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident, vehicular homicide, and third-degree assault. The DA's office also filed 3 habitual criminal sentence enhancers against Kula. The charges are related to the September 28th death of that state parole officer, Christine Sandoval, who was killed as she and other officers tried to serve an arrest warrant. Mural honoring an El Paso County boy who was killed by his stepmother is being painted in Colorado Springs. The idea for the downtown mural came from a Facebook group formed in 2020 following the disappearance of an 11-year-old. Remember that? Gannon Stauch. The group arranged funding to get the paint needed, find an artist, and secure a location for the work on the mural to begin over the weekend. The artist is expected to paint the mural on Pikes Peak between Tejon and Cascade, and it will be finished later on today.
Gorgeous fall weather here the next couple of days. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 72 degrees, 74 in Pueblo. We'll see clear skies and cool overnight lows down into the low and mid-40s, then sunny and warm once again Tuesday afternoon. Colorado Springs up to 82, 85 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.